are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Your People in Your Neighborhood edition, Tuesday edition, there we go, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, we have Rhea and intern Katie's here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here on a cool start for the day, but we know it's not going to stay that way.
It's not going to stay that way. I know our campers have been troopers, but we've had a couple of days where we said, let's just go inside, even in the morning.
Yeah, that's probably a smart idea. Now, you've got a fun fundraiser coming up, and it's almost here.
It's right around the corner. Can you believe it's almost August? We are preparing for the last end of our summer here. On August 6th, we have our Dueling Duo fundraiser. We have the two grand pianos on stage and all battle out of the pianos coming at Drifters. August 6th at 8:30, and we still have tickets available, and okay. We did a little incentive for early birds that got their tickets already, and this morning did a drawing for a piano-themed cake by Ren Hollingsworth, which the cake looks absolutely fabulous. I'm very sad that I didn't make it in the running, but I feel like that's okay too. And our winner was Julie Cooter. So she was the winner of the cake. Today, the cake is going to get delivered. So we're really excited for her.
That's awesome.
But again, even if you didn't get the cake, there are still opportunities to get tickets for the event. And yeah, it's coming up quicker than we think. So
it'll be here before we know it. So yeah, get your tickets, and that way you'll be all set for all the fun.
Yes, and we all appreciate your support, because that's one of our... We don't have that many fundraisers, and it's one of our bigger ones, so we really appreciate everyone coming out and having a good time at the Drifters patio.
Definitely. And speaking of good times, the kids have been having good times at the camps.
I believe they are. So we have only two camps coming up, and Katie's here to tell us more about those.
All right.
Yeah, so only two more camps left, one more opportunity for our third through fifth graders starting next week. That'll be our game design camp. So kind of away from the electronic type of games, more towards arcade games, board games, card games, learning how to build them, the ins and outs of, you know, what all goes into developing those types of games. And then our last opportunity for the summer is our Stargazer camp. So just learning a lot about what's in our sky, both the night sky, day sky. We'll make a sundial. It's like a planisphere, so learning where different constellations are in the sky at different times of the year. It'll be a great time. So.
Yeah, those sound like a couple of great camps for the kids. And there's still some room, so if parents want to get signed up.
Both of those camps, yeah. So third through fifth grade next week in the morning, and then the week after is our little ones, K through second grade.
And just one more little bitty Einstein for the summer,
just
I hear.
Just one more for the summer. Well, but we keep going, right?
Yes.
You know, we keep going all year round with Itty Bitty Einstein. So our members only free event that we do every first Saturday of the month. August 7th is the one. And it's the Bird Beak Bonanza. I can't even say that this morning.
Tongue twister.
It's way too early for that. And they're going to look at bird beaks and what kind of beak is used for what kind of food. So okay. They're going to have all kinds of contraptions to figure out what is the best tool to pick up certain items, and going to look at bird beaks with that. So that's going to be a real fun one. And we still have spaces available for that as well. And there's no better way to become a member than come with your little ones. And,
yeah.
You know, for the Itty Bitty Einsteins, the kids come with their guardians, so it's preschoolers through 3 through 5 ages, and they come with their guardian, and so that way it's a perfect way to learn how can you foster that curiosity of your kids. They are already, right, we all know how curious kids are, how we can learn at home and with nature and all that, so it's a really fantastic way to kind of get to know how you can learn with your kid together, which is a fantastic opportunity. And then we're preparing for our preschool that's coming up, because we have two sessions in the fall where, again, ages 3 through 5 can come to the Discovery Center for a day and have a preschool, run around in little lab coats, which is the most favorite thing of everyone, I think.
Oh, I bet. So some fun programs, and believe it or not, it's going to be time for that very soon. So
I know.
Now's the time to look into it and get everything set.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, stay cool today, ladies.
You too.
Hopefully everybody out there is getting things done this morning instead of having to be out in the afternoon. So
I know.
We'll check in with you again in another week and see what else is going on. All that fun stuff that's always happening.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And there is intern Katie and Rhea joining us from the South Dakota Discovery Center for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare and Lee Real Estate.